What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boy. This is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 170. Today's topic is this: hot or cold? Sit back, relax, because here we go. So just finishing up a shift in the hospital, and it is absolutely beautiful outside right now in Phoenix. It's got out a little bit earlier today, which is nice. It's 3:30 in the afternoon, and it's 80 degrees. There's not a cloud in the sky. The sun is shining bright. It's beautiful. This is a stark contrast to the way the morning began. So I was at the hospital by 7 today, and I was just not feeling it. It has been a rough week. It's been a rough week emotionally, physically. And my ankle is, you know, my right ankle, I'd sprained it last year, and then I've been running and training for 11 Summits 2020, and it just was hurting today, so I had to stop and put an ACE wrap on it. It's just like little things like that, where it's just like, I don't want to. You ever get that? The I don't want us? Where I just like, I was like, oh man, I'm just not feeling it today. All I wanted to do was turn off my alarm on my phone, get back in bed, snuggle up under the covers and just sleep. I just wanted to sleep away the morning, wake up like later in the day. But that was not the case. Instead, got up, was at the hospital by 7, grinding, seeing patients, taking care of folks, getting stuff done, coffee in hand, rolling. And it was a struggle. It was a struggle for me. So for all the times that you hear me talk about like positivity, mindset, you know, choosing your actions appropriately, picking your targets and executing on those targets and so forth and so on. Same thing for me. I was like, man, I do not feel like doing this today. I just don't. It was cold. And I didn't want to go out in the cold. That's the summary on that. But it's just like life, right? It's the same thing. It's the same thing that I got stuck in for years. So I've been a physician now for almost 11 years. And the trap that I fell in for 7 out of those 11 was simply that I was comfortable. Had worked hard. I mean, years and years and years, right? Study and so forth and so on to go become a doctor. And honored to do it and enjoy it. Pretty good at it, I'd say. And so I got comfortable. I was like, you know what? I'm good. Like, I've arrived. I'm good. I'm good here. I've arrived, and now I don't need to go any further. And so that's where I stayed. And I got to tell you, it's comfortable. You know, it was comfortable. That was my demise. Being comfortable. That right there. It was enough that I really didn't progress. Didn't progress as a person, didn't progress as a man, didn't progress as a dad, was failing as a husband, became like shallow, arrested where I was at, was basically like a 30-something-year-old boy for years. And it was all because I was comfortable. Now, I have you consider something. In order for there to be happiness, you have to be willing to get uncomfortable. And the reason why is because happiness comes down to one thing. You can listen to all the Stoics, the ancient Greeks, Confucius, Jesus, anybody you want. It all comes down to one simple thing. And I'm gonna bring it down even further than that. It comes down to one word. And that one word is progress. That's it. Happiness is progress. No matter what it is, no matter what area in your life, if it's your business, and I don't mean progress just making money. That is not what I mean. I mean progress that you are invested in your business. Your heart is in your business. You're on your soul's journey. You're living with purpose. There's some of you that I just said that and you immediately closed off. Maybe even reach for the button to turn this podcast off, because you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's hitting that area in your heart, and you're like, because you're either working for someone as an entrepreneur, or you're working for yourself as an entrepreneur, but you're doing it for a buck. I get it. I did the same thing. I get it. Got to provide. Got to provide for your family. You know, you gotta keep up with the Joneses. You got to do all those things. I get it. But I'll have you consider that as long as you consider keep doing that, as long as you keep that practice, that's all it will ever be. Maybe you're comfortable in your relationship. I did that too. I know how that goes. You get comfortable, same person. You know their ins and outs. You know what they like to eat. You know like where they like to go. You know every year when the pumpkin patch rolls around, you're going to have to go apple picking in the fall. All that stuff. You know their habits, likes, dislikes. So you get comfortable. Maybe it's in your body. You say, you know what? I'm good the way I am. Like, yeah, I got the spare tire. That's okay. Who needs six packs anyway? Right? I'd rather have a six pack that's in the fridge. What's up? I get it. It's easier. But I have you consider that on the opposite side of that, on the opposite side of being comfortable, of intentionally going and being uncomfortable, there's a gift for you. Of going and going into the cold intentionally. There's a gift for you there if you're willing to go and receive it. By doing things that are uncomfortable, whether that's going and lifting some heavy weights, going for a run, running hard, heck, fasting for the day. By going and doing things that are uncomfortable intentionally, not only does it toughen you physically, it toughens you mentally. And it puts you in a place where you get to decide what's what. It puts you in a proactive mindset so that you can say, okay, I'm going to go after things instead of just waiting for things to happen to me. This is the same premise why I created Blindspot. Blindspot Medical is the most proactive protocol that there is on the planet. And it's made for folks that don't want to just sit around and wait for things to happen to them physically. Where instead, they say, okay, you know what? Like, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell the future. But I want to put every possible advantage in my wheelhouse so that I can be ready, so that I can look for problems before they actually start. My friends, make the decision to get cold. Make the decision to get uncomfortable. Make the decision to move forward. Your life will change dramatically if you choose to do so. It's not just me saying this. If you haven't read Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins, former Navy SEAL turned ultra athlete. It's a compelling, compelling book. The audiobook is really, really good. Go check it out. If you haven't read Chopping Wood by Jim Stegg, you got to read it. I mean, same thing. It talks about getting uncomfortable, pushing yourself in ways so that you can ultimately press forward and get what you want out of your life and live the life that you've always wanted to live. And it's the amazing thing is, like, you know, I used to think this too, where it's like you look at folks like Tony Robbins or something like that, you know, who is like, you know, worth billions of dollars and owns an island. And I would look at him and be like, I'm not that guy. Come on. I'm just a regular dude. I can't compare to something like people that are happy and have all the things they want, like Tony Robbins. That's him. That's not me. Forgetting the fact that I'm looking at a guy that's been on that path and doing the work daily for something like 30 years. Like, that's 30 years down the line. But consider if you just take a step today and a step tomorrow and a step the next day, all those steps add up. And over the years, dramatic change comes. Choose to go get cold. I like how David Goggins says, he says, go do something that sucks every day. Sums it up nicely. So what I got for you today, my friends, here on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast, if you have not yet subscribed, I would ask you to please do so. Go ahead and subscribe, hit the like and the review button. Second thing, if you don't follow me on social media, you can find me on Facebook at David Boyd, Instagram, David Boyd MD. Last but not least, if you have not yet been to blindspotmedical.com, go there, blindspotmedical.com. You put in your name, email address, you're going to get in the mailing list. The new case study video drops next week, and it is awesome, and I can't wait to debut it for you. So what I got for you today, friends, remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. We come at you again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Have a great day.